would have been better, but 10's nothing to sneeze at either.
See, yeah, if I lost $500 and somebody found it, I would totally give them $50. I might give them $100.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I would. If I had $30,000, I don't know if I'd give him, or $300,000. I don't think I'd give him $30,000. That seems like a lot.
Yeah. Well, he ten. He can't sneeze at that.
Hey, here's the deal, Walter. If you're rich enough that you just leave $300,000 laying around here and there all willy-nilly, I imagine you could probably do it apart with 30 G's.
That's right. And if it's all in cash and you've got it there in cash, that's not like, you know, that's 300 free and clear. Mm-hmm. So it's not like there's another 40 coming off the top of your bag of cash.
Good point.
So give the man 10%, I say.
Walter, appreciate it.
Well, if I had $300,000, I wouldn't be in a cab anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, Walter.
It's called a limo.
Walter's bringing a lot of sense to the show.
He's right like, now. There was a limo, there were strippers,
I'm sure there's plenty of limo services in Vegas that would have loved to have had that man's business.
There was a keg of Stella Artois. I mean, we had a good time. It was a great time. I did not ride in a cab anywhere. So,
yeah, love your show.
Hey, Walter, appreciate it. Now, the other thing to look at, maybe, is that the guy walked into the casino with $1 million.
Yeah.
Because then if you walk out with $300,000, it's not a happy story. It's a sad story. And the dude was so depressed and got so drunk after losing $700K that he just forgot the money in the cab. Now, that could be the story. I like better that he walked in with $5,000 and walked out with $300,000. That would make me happy.
I like he walked in with a $20 bill and a dream and just let it ride on black.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, good. Got a Las Vegas cab scam story for you. If you land at the airport, an out-of-towner, the guy may ask you, if you're staying on the Strip, do you want to go through town or take the expressway? But what would you say?
The expressway.
That's almost double the cab fare because it goes around town to get you to the Strip. So,
but Mark, look at it this way. It's the scenic route. And
this
you can
is true.
See all those neat casinos that other gamblers' money is built. So that's kind of fun, too.
This is true. Buyer beware.
Does it include a cruise by the Spearmint Rhino?
I do not know.
Okay. All right, Mark, thanks for the heads up on that.
Yeah, Mark, appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, that the limo deal is a pretty cool thing, especially in a town like that. I actually, one year when we were in town for a Taylor fight, my wife was flying in after me because I was already out there covering the fight. And some friends were there too, and you could send a car service over there, and it's like somewhere between $50 and $100. It wasn't that expensive. I mean, a cab ride's going to be like $30 or $40, so I thought that was a pretty good deal. And I mean, I was like Mr. Smooth. I had a limo over there waiting for Acre. Yeah, had
Acre
decided,
a little.
She's
night.
Like, that's me. He's like, come on, it's pretty cool.
Hop on in here.
Pretty good gesture. I'm just saying. By the way, when they get to the hotel, they're in a pretty good mood. Typically.
How about that?
Yeah, exactly right. All right, back to the show. We were talking about – oh, we got to do our breaking news. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm getting all confused. All right, we told you earlier in the show, Chudzinski out. Leslie Frazier from the Vikings out. Mike Shanahan from the Redskins oot. Two more firings have been announced, and actually two that I'm semi-surprised by.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Jim Schwartz, the head coach for the Detroit Lions, has been kicked to the curb by the organization. He is no longer the head coach for the men in silver and blue. And then one that I thought, a guy that I don't like, and I absolutely just ripped through the first half of the season, but they had rebounded nicely, and maybe a win yesterday makes a difference. But Greg Schiano, the gap-toothed, bad-attitude wonder that he is no longer the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was let go today as well. It is Black Monday in the NFL.
Oof.
It is Green Monday at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I don't like him just because of the whole – we're going to play to the final snap, and I don't care if they're down. We're down two touchdowns. By golly, we're going to go after it, and if they're trying to take a knee, we're going to jump on them.
That's silly.
That is so ridiculously pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but I'm sure he'll be a head coach somewhere else.
Yeah, that's where some quid pro quo common sense comes in, because one of these days you're going to be up in victory formation.
Or not, nearly enough,
or not,
and
you get fired, right.
Yeah, so basically what the organization did was, while he was trying to take a knee and keep his job, they went ahead and jumped on him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I think I could see happening is he takes the job, or O'Brien gets the job, rather, from Penn State with the Texans, or maybe UT goes after him or something. I mean, that's a guy that's in absolutely high demand.
Yeah.
That's a guy, and he's a guy with an NFL background.
Sure.
So he could coach Texas.
Everywhere.
He could be a coach for the Texans. I mean, mm-hmm. He could be a candidate for anything.
Sure.
He's a guy that I would absolutely want to have running my organization or my program.
Agreed.
And then I could see, if he left there, I could see Schiano being a fit because of the regional connection to Penn State. I mean, the guy was an outstanding college coach.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, O'Brien, what a cool story. He comes in an absolute dumpster fire, puts it out, yeah. wins some ball games, ruins a couple trifectas for me. I mean,
he was down
parlays
to,
for me.
Down to like and, his third or fourth string kicker, or they would have won a couple more games
yeah,
his first year there.
Yeah, I mean, he has clearly shown that he has what it takes to win at a lot of levels. He's a Belichick guy. I mean, you can't have a better – you can't
pretty good tree.
Fall from a better tree than that if you're an Apple coach. And, yeah. Yeah, I would not be surprised. He's going to end up in Texas somewhere.
Odds are. How about Dallas?
I don't know. I just don't think Jerry Jones is – he's going to hire the same kind of Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, like promote someone that is not going to challenge his authority.
By the way, I am sort of for Roger Scott's benefit, R.J. Hawk's benefit, David Basil, who's an occasional Cowboys fan whenever they're playing well.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I heard David mention that he was a Cowboys fan was when they won a playoff game a few years ago.
A few, 17
by the way,
years ago.
My story from a couple weeks ago continues. It holds true today. If my wife and I had gotten married in 1997 and we had a child for every Cowboy playoff win afterwards, we'd only have a kid. So just keep that in mind. I'd be raising my only child as a very disgruntled Cowboys fan. We do have college football underway today. Navy and Middle Tennessee in a bowl game that nobody is paying attention to. I don't even know what the game is.
It's the Bell Helicopters Armed Forces Bowl.
You know what? That's a good one. I like that. I like Bell Helicopters and I like the Armed Forces.
It's my favorite brand of helicopter.
It is too, mine.
It's kind of like the –
I've never flown
the,
in a Chinook, but I like the Bell.
Yeah.
Navy leading 7-3. Later today, the first SEC team will be taking on an opponent in a bowl game. It'll be Ole Miss and Georgia Tech back in Nash, Vegas, where you spend some time occasionally.
I spend lots of time there because I live there.
That is the most competitive game on paper, at least by the Vegas number. 2 7-5 teams facing off. Then you've got Oregon and Texas, a 2-touchdown spread there, 14.5 to be exact for Oregon. And then the late game tonight, which I will not make because it kicks at 9:15, and I'll be looking at the inside of my eyelids at that point. Texas Tech and Arizona State, which is a 14.5 point line also for Arizona State. Michael Norvell, who's the former UCA star receiver, is now the offensive coordinator there. He just got himself a nice bump to stay in Tempe. And they are heavy favorites. I would love to stay up and watch them. I just don't think I'll make it. And that would be a fun game to watch. My wife may stay up late and watch Cliff Kingsbury walk the sidelines.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, they were flying high there for like week five, week six. They're a top 10 team. And then speaking of Texas Tech.
We are zone rewinding for the year, but if you want in, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. You can also send us Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Got to hang out with the Keithleys, Roger and Kim, the other day at the Razorback game. Appreciate them coming. It was fun to see them again and watch the Razorbacks pound South Al. That was a lot of fun. Had some other clients come out and enjoyed our time at the arena. And I give a special Monday game ball, too, to the folks at the arena. I did it on Facebook, I think, or Twitter, and I want to give it to them on the air, too. They went from Christmas karaoke Thursday to Trans-Siberian Orchestra on Friday to the Razorback game on Saturday, all flawlessly.
Pros.
Just a spectacular three-day run for them, and I commend them. And you're talking about three completely different kinds of events,
yep.
back to back to back. And what a great job by Jana and Michael and the entire staff, and really just very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a great. We're so lucky to have a place like that now. It wasn't many years ago where we didn't.
And, that's true.
Back when Barton Coliseum was our biggest draw.
Still have a lot of good time with them as well.
Barton, it's still a good time, but it's just the size is what I'm talking about.
We're just a few weeks away from the Big Buck Classic, which
yeah,
we're
going
to be part of again, and that's late January. We'll start our qualifiers for a $10,000 giveaway coming up here in the next week. So actually we'll start that next week, I believe, on the air. So that's coming up soon, speaking of Barton in the fairgrounds. So mm-hmm. look forward to that. Back to our review of 2013, and again, I go back to some of this stuff being surprising that it even happened this last year. But Brent Musburger, he was not satisfied with making comments, which some people thought were a little bit out of place, about A.J. McCarron's girlfriend. He did it about one of his own coworkers, and I think he probably did it tongue-in-cheek because she'd given him a hard time. Brent Musburger, he's next level. He's three steps ahead of you. But he obviously thought that his coworker Holly Rowe was looking pretty sharp during a ball game. This is a basketball game.
Yeah. It was a doubleheader, as a matter of fact. They were sending it to the next game.
Coming up next, SportsCenter for Fran Fraschilla and Holly Rowe, who was really smoking tonight. I want to say so long from Lawrence.
I guess they're quoted as Sports Center.
I love
That's the best.
That was not the best audio quality, admittedly.
No, but it doesn't even matter. When you have a comment like that, it doesn't even matter the quality it cuts through. Brent Musburger is my hero, and I would take – I would not trade him for 40 Gary Danielsons and 45 Vern Lundquists.
I'm with you.
Complete with Chortles. Like, I would not – Brent Musburger is my favorite.
January 16th, Brent Musburger talked to TMZ and defended himself for the comments, which, again, he didn't really need to, but he did anyway.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to Catherine yet?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't spoken to her. Yeah.
Do you, I had a couple quick questions for you.
Sure.
Get my paper out of here.
So, I'm sorry, you said you haven't spoken to Catherine
No,
yet.
I really haven't.
Okay.
Like to someday.
That was on the list already. You already asked
it.
You know, individuals say what individuals say, and corporations do what corporations do. So I never, you know, obviously they felt it was the right thing for them to do.
Do you think you're going to reach out and ask them at any time in the near future?
I'm sure that at some time we'll run into each other. I'll smile. I hope she's still smiling, and I wish her nothing but the best.
Do you think what you said was inappropriate?
No.
One more question for you, my friend. Do you think that you possibly launched her career now?
No, I think she'd already launched it. Okay, I don't think she needed help from me.
Thanks.
Do you think you launched her career? I disagree, Brent. She had not had nearly the career that was launched after your commentary.
That's right.
That's a pretty big stage to have people make a big deal.
That's a pretty big stage to be hot on.
Yeah.
The national championship game.
It's a good one. Well, anyway, it worked out well for her.
Or whatever it was.
It was national championship.
Was it national championship? Yeah, that's right.
January 17th, the next day, it all came to a crashing halt. The Manti Te'o story, which got more bizarre by the day as new details came to light. It all turned out that it was, in fact, a hoax, and he had been catfished. Poor Manti.
You stuck to the script, mm-hmm. and you knew that something was mm-hmm. amiss, Manti.
Correct.
Why?
Well, if anybody puts yourself in my situation, Katie, put yourself in my situation. This girl who I committed myself to died on September 12th. Now I get a phone call on December 6th saying that she's alive, and then I'm going to be put on national TV 2 days later, and they ask me about the same question. You know, what would you do?
I don't know. I would never fall in love with a girl that
I've
met.
Never met. Only yeah. from the like.
It's my deal.
A long distance relationship. That's the longest of distances.
See, I go the Matt Stell route where I don't fall in love with any chicks that I've actually met. See, just the opposite of what Manti Te'o did. Totally different deal. I like your philosophy better. There was a story that came out mid-January as well that Tiger Woods apparently was working to get his ex back, Elin. And apparently they were cordial for a while. They have both moved on to other pastures. He, of course, has a pasture filled with snow named Lindsey Vonn. And I guess she's been sort of off and on with a couple different guys that were rich and famous.
She just will not text me back. I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's like a time zone thing
See,
or
now,
if like she doesn't have her iMessages on.
There's a girl that you would
what?
Be more than happy to fall in love with, I assume.
It's like I'm trying to Skype. I'm trying to be a daddy to them kids. I can help. I'm a good example, you know.
January 17th, we found out John L. Smith, the former Razorback head coach on an interim basis, had found himself a new job. We talked to him later in the year, and hopefully we'll be able to get a clip of that. He joined us while we were at a certain clinic. You remember, we had him on the phone that day.
The B store.
Yes, he's at a Division II school in Colorado, Fort Lewis College.
So. Smiling every day.
I don't think they had a great year. I think they were around 500, maybe a little less.
Yeah.
A couple others here quickly, and Matt, this is one of my favorite clips of the year. I remember Matt Jones walking in going, dang, that dude's confident. Drew Morgan, fresh off winning the Landers Award, called in, and among the things he said to me was, you know, I do CrossFit. Do you know what that is? And I'm thinking, man, really? He doesn't even know that I'm a fat, out-of-shape loser. And he's asked me if I've even heard of CrossFit. Yeah, I read occasionally about things of that nature. I've heard of it. But this is Drew Morgan, very confident Arkansas freshman who went on to do very little in his first year. Hopefully, as his career continues, he'll be more of a factor on the field.
You know, I mean, you always have that gut feeling where, oh, I didn't do my best, but I guess the overall winner, I guess, did his best. And I mean, not many guys can say they played all three ways of special teams, defense, and offense the way that I did. And, I mean, I give all the credit out in the world to the other 12 athletes that were out there. And, you know, I'm excited to be named the Winners Award. It's a proud honor and a responsibility now to put it on my back and, I guess, represent Landers and everybody else that have presented the award to me.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm the best there is. I mean, he is so – that's just Talladega Nights-ish. His interview is so Talladega Nights.
Hey, I would much rather have to pull the reins back on a horse than I would spur it along.
No doubt.
Any day, especially when it comes to athletics.
Ricky Bobby Morgan. Drew Ricky Bobby Morgan with an outstanding interview in the zone earlier this year. much more coming up from our January run. And January 20th was a bittersweet day in the zone. More on that in a moment. We'll be back in just a bit. It's 11:28. And we are at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep, where it's all happy times.
Look
here.
At all these deals.
You buy a car, you get a $500 gift card, and oh, by the way, you get more for your trade, and you get better prices, and you get great service after the sale. And occasionally, if you ask real nice, Kevin Wilson might drop you off a salad from our friends over at Moe's Southwest Grill. We appreciate them as well. We'll be back in just a moment. I got to go. I'm going to go look at this Jeep in the break. Because I've been checking out my I've been spending a lot of time on my 300. You know what I love about my 300? It's got all kinds of sweet little nuances to it. The nav on it is just bad to the bone. Mm-hmm. I just want to take a trip just because the nav is so awesome.
Right.
But it's also got – I've never had this in a car before. It's a little thing, but I like it. The programmable garage door opener.
Right.
So I can open my garage without the
– Oh, yeah. That, yeah. The push
without
button
the opener,
clicker.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
I get caught up on the little stuff.
It's a little – if you can't appreciate the little things.
The Dre Beats speakers. So sweet.
The drum beats.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah, I hear.
We'll be back. It is 11:29. The Zone, live from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Kevin Wilson and the folks are hard at work, so come down and see them and take advantage.
Streets one day, being pushed and shoved by